Hello, everyone. It's been a while since you've heard our lovely voices, but welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I am your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Cleo Doherty.
Hello.
What's up, Cleo?
I am so happy to be back.
I know. We had a long hiatus. We were supposed to do a show before we left for the holidays, but things were crazy, and then it just kind of got away from us, and yeah. But we're back now. So have no fear. Oh my God. And so in true Working Title fashion, we have to talk about the crazy weather we had today.
Yes.
Which was an absolute snowstorm, unlike the likes we have not seen. I swear, since maybe one or two days, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was I don't remember the last time we've had like a snowstorm like that, especially in the pandemic, you know?
Yeah, I woke up for work at like, and it was like 8, and I was looking out the window, and there was just so much snow coming down. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to go outside today. And it's Blue Monday today, which is supposed to be like, yeah, it's like the third Monday in January normally. Mm-hmm. And it was, it was like created by some like UK travel company called Sky Travel. And it's supposed to be like the most depressing day of the year.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. And someone was like claimed to like have calculated it using like some equation or something, but yeah.
That's
Blue Monday today, so it's pretty perfect for a storm, I think.
It's also Martin Luther King's birthday for our friends down south. They all had the day off today. So America was shut down today. But yeah, it had me laughing because it made me realize that we don't get it off in Canada. I mean, it makes sense, you know? But it was just like, yeah, I was talking to all my friends. I was like, wow, everyone's online today. I realized that none of them were at work, you know?
Man, I feel like we shouldn't, like, I looked outside and I was just like, why don't we have snow days and just like everything? Yeah, for like everything just closes. It's like nobody wants to function in this. Like everything is.
Yeah, like, what?
It's, but like, it's just, I feel like 7.
I think you're right. I just feel like there are certain logistical aspects that I think
Who cares, Danny?
I think this is literally what happened at the beginning of the pandemic, though. This is what happened. Essential workers. And like,
I know.
You know, I know. But you're right. But like, because that's it. It's like, you know, people I literally see on r/Montreal, like on Reddit, right? Mm-hmm. People literally like asking questions like, hey, is anyone kind of like worried about like, you know, the stocking in like supermarkets? Like it seems to kind of look like this everywhere I go, and they like post a picture and it's like, you know, a freezer empty section that's like, you know, it's got some stuff, but then it's mostly empty. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, people are forgetting that we still are in the middle of the pandemic where the people who do the logistical transport of all that stuff are getting sick, you know? And so I wouldn't be surprised if our supply chain is still being affected in that way. But it's just funny how it's been so normalized now, like how long I feel like the pandemic's been.
Yeah.
That people are like, oh, this is weird that we're understocked. It's like, no, it's not. It's been like this the whole.
It's actually normal. Wake up, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Smell the roses.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish we could function in a system where everybody was able to just chill on snow days and enjoy the snow day for themselves and nobody had to do anything.
But yeah, that would be a nice reality. When I'm president, there's going to be a national snow day bank.
Every day of the year, even when it's sunny.
Yes, that crazy Californian prime minister and his new rules. But I am realizing that I did not have the playlist pulled up in front of me, so I have no idea.
What song is first?
What's coming up? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I actually know what song is first because I picked it. And it is an incredible band name. They are Canadian. They're from Vancouver, BC. And I was looking up some CanCon to try and find something. They're called Jazzberry Ram.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Yeah, it's so good. And the song is Hope, Peace, Love Thing.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to hit you with some Hope, Peace, Love by, was it Jazzberry Ram? That's
Raspberry
awesome.
Ram.
Perfect. And so we'll hit you guys with that right after this. And we'll be back with some more working time.
Everybody.
All right, everyone, welcome back. That was just Jazzberry Ram. Was still what a band name. But Cleo. So for the first working title episode of 2022, what is our topic today?
So I was looking for a topic. I was having kind of a hard time finding one. Okay. So I was just sort of Googling around, poking around the internet, and then I went to history.com and they have like a this day in history, and so today that's awesome. Is
right up our alley.
Yes, exactly. It's another heist.
Incredible.
And yeah, today, the day that we're recording this, not the day that it'll be released, but is January 17th. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be talking about the Great Brinks Robbery.
Oh,
have you ever heard of it?
Like Brinks Security? Or no, that's Burks is what we have here in Concordia.
Okay. Oh, no,
yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that. I was like, what?
No, it's in Boston.
Okay, cool. Brinks. I think I've seen their logo in the States. Like, I think they maybe have like an armored car service. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, on January 17th of 1950.
Oh, wow.
11 men steal over, at the time it was 2 million. Now it's the equivalent of around 29 million.
Oh, wow. What the?
So big, big robbery. Yeah.
Inflation. And we're still getting paid.
I know. You know,
15 same. Bucks an hour. Yeah, exactly.
It's awful. It's so awful. It's so sad to read. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe
like the price of the dollar, what it's worth. And then like what a human working is still considered worth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The dollar's worth is so much more valuable than our worth as people.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so they steal equivalent of 29 million from the Brinks Armored Car Depot, which is in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Cool.
And it was almost the perfect crime because they weren't caught until 6 years later.
Oh my God.
Which was just days. Like, sorry,
I was just gonna say, it's like at that point it's like you're like, you got away with it, you're not thinking
I know, like, right, you're it's like settled into it, you're like, all right, like we did it, yeah, like
yeah, exactly.
And then like, somebody shows up at your door,
that
like
sucks.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you've gotta, like, there's gotta be a part of you that's just always on it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Always just worried
for who's gonna get you or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was 6 years later that they finally got caught, but it was just days before the statute of limitations for the theft expire, so they really almost got away with it. Like, they were so close.
Someone's career was made. Some detective is just like high-fiving himself.
Yeah, absolutely. He was so happy, for sure.
Yeah. But cool. I'm excited to learn more about that. I always, because I was saying, like, I definitely recognize that, like, they still run around today, I'm sure, with armored cars, with the Brinks armored, or the Brinks armored cars. Cause I definitely have seen them. But yeah. So, before we come back to that, we're going to hit you guys with an ad break and one more new song. We have a new song by Stromae. Right, which I didn't even know he had a new single out until I read that you had this on the playlist.
Yeah, he, like, just released it, I think, just like a few days ago, like last week or something.
And I think you pronounce it L'Enfer. Is that how you pronounce that?
L'Enfer, maybe?
L'Enfer. Yeah, I think you're right. That sounds more like a proper French pronunciation. L'Enfer.
Yeah, but it's new. And obviously, Stromae is amazing.
So. Yeah, no, it's good. It sounds good. I'm excited to play it on the show. all right guys, and so yeah, don't touch that dial. We're gonna hit you with some more working title after this Stromae and this ad break.